about the lawsuit the Cunningham family had filed against the U.S. government. None of that seemed to matter now. Chris Cunningham stayed upstairs in his old bedroom while the mourners arrived. He knew, like the doctors at Bethesda, what really had happened to his daughter. Chris sat on the bed in the room where he had grown up. He had enjoyed victory after victory here. Scholastic All-American, UCLA quarterback, Rose Bowl MVP. He had dragged all the trophies back to this place and examined each honor carefully, searching for hidden meaning. He had been on such a frantic quest for achievement, he had never spent much time looking inward. Now he was afraid to look, afraid of what was missing. Self-pity was not an emotion that suited Chris, but after Kennedy's death it engulfed him. His father knocked on the door and entered uninvited. Richard Cunningham had been Chris's inspiration growing up, a college All-American end at Michigan and a self-made millionaire. Chris had desperately wanted to please him and to follow in his footsteps, until Kennedy got sick. After that, everything changed. "Chris, you should come down. It's rude not to at least say hello," his father said. "Laura's down there handling it all by herself. You should go be with her." "I killed her, Dad," Chris said softly. "I killed Kennedy. Nothing's going to change that. I can't face it." Richard didn't know what to do for his son. He kept hoping Laura would find a way to help. She and Chris had dated since high school. She knew him better than anyone, but Richard had noticed that she seemed to look at her husband now with something close to hatred. Chris's drinking was getting steadily worse. His son, whom he had pushed to greatness, who had been a hero first on the football field and then the battlefield, had now chosen the coward's way out. 1999. Wendell Kinney reached out and squeezed Stacy Richardson's hand for luck. "Just remember, take your time," he said. 98% on your written is impressive, so this should be easy. And don't worry about Art. I'll keep him on his chain." It was 8 a.m. Tuesday, and they were in the third-floor hall of the old science building at the University of Southern California, just outside of Dr. Courtney Smith's office. Stacy Richardson was about to take her qualifying oral exam for her doctorate in microbiology. She'd been existing on less than 2 hours sleep a night all through her last review week. The backbreaking job of reviewing 4 years of complicated microbiology was mind-boggling. She'd been on the phone late last night for an hour with her husband, Max, who was in Fort Detrick, Maryland. He reminded her of her solid academic track record and promised her she'd be fine. At one point in their conversation, Stacy had sensed from his voice that something was wrong and had asked him about it. After a long, reflective pause, Max had said, "This isn't anything like I'd expected. I don't think I belong here, and I sure as hell don't think they want me." He'd refused to say anything more because he didn't want to distract her. Her orals would determine whether Stacy would end up with a Ph.D. after her name. Dr. Max Richardson was head of the microbiology department at USC. Stacy had met him in her first semester. Their romance had caused a furor in the department, but before it had become a full-fledged disaster, they'd gotten married, legitimizing it, and everything had died down. Max had been working in a new field of microbiology, evaluating killer proteins called prions. His research had won him a 6-month sabbatical to study at the Army Medical Facility at Fort Detrick, Maryland, with Dr. Dexter DeMille, the leading U.S. microbiologist on prion research. With Stacy, just months from her orals, Max had not wanted to be away, especially since Art Hickman, his mortal enemy in the department, was on the panel that would be evaluating her. Max and Art had both been up for the department chair. Max had gotten the job, and Art had been backbiting him ever since. In the end, Stacy and Max had both decided that Max should take the sabbatical. Stacy said that she would just study her brains out so that Art Hickman would not be able to fault her performance. It didn't help Stacy's cause that just about everybody felt she was drop-dead beautiful. Immediately after she enrolled in the doctorate program, Art Hickman had tried to become her mentor. He said he wanted to take her under his wing, but it was soon apparent it wasn't his wing he wanted her under. She had efficiently dodged him. Art had taken it okay until she'd fallen in love with and married his department rival. He'd been lobbing grenades.